The last presidential debate was last night.
The final presidential debate of 2020 started off with the coronavirus.
We're learning to live with it.
People are learning to die with it.
As the virus has killed more than 220,000 Americans, former Vice President Joe Biden has made the pandemic the central focus of his campaign against President Trump.
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
We closed up the greatest economy in the world in order to fight this horrible disease that came from China.
Later, the candidates clashed over health care.
What I'm going to do is pass Obamacare with a public option, become Biden care.
I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new, beautiful health care.
And joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So what did you take away from the debate last night, John?
Well, I thought the moderator did a good job. I thought the debate was more sensible than the debate in Cleveland on the 29th of September. My only feeling is that the topics were geared to Biden's advantage. Pandemic was the top subject in the 29th and then last night, and Trump had to really push hard to get the economy on the table. But I thought there was a good exchange. There'll be some fact checking on each side, and we'll see how that comes out. But I thought it was a good debate compared to what we had a month or so ago.
No, what would you think if, with the topics, what do you think would have been a topic that would have been to Trump's advantage?
The economy. I felt that should have been the economy should have been discussed more, because everybody's worried about the pandemic. If you close down the economy, then you got problems, and that's what happened in Europe, and they're kind of backing off. They can't close down the economy, but unfortunately, the moderator picked the subject matter. But all in all, it was a good debate. If you want my opinion, Biden won the debate because he didn't lose. In other words, people kept talking about like Biden was going to fall flat in his face if he had the talk. That didn't happen. So I think Biden won because he didn't lose.
And one more quick question. With some of the exchanges back and forth, which one do you think was the most telling or the most memorable?
I think the most telling one was when Trump kept saying, "You've been in Washington for 47 years and haven't done anything that you promised to do if you won." I thought that was his big point. The only bombshell that could come out, Christine, is when Hunter Biden's former partner goes before the Commerce Committee today with some cell phones that may implement Biden, the former vice president. That will be a bombshell and probably the only hope that Trump has.
Okay, we'll be following that. And of course, we appreciate your analysis this morning. That's our political consultant, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back after this.